So AirTags, now this is similar to SmartTags, right? Or the same?
They are. So the Tile Bluetooth tracker or the Galaxy SmartTags are a Bluetooth tracker. These are made by Apple. They come out this Friday. But one good thing that Apple have done on this, they're paving the way about the inclusion of anti-stalking technology. So and a lot of these devices, people have used them to slip it into the bag of a person they're stalking or put it in their car or something like this. So Apple came up with a preventative technology built within its AirTags. So an iPhone can also detect an AirTag when it isn't with its owner as well and notify the user of an unknown AirTag is travelling with them from place to place over time. Now, even if you don't have an iPhone, if the AirTag is separated from its owner over an extended period of time, it plays a sound to draw attention to it. So suddenly, you know, if you're walking down the street and you look in your bag and it's beeping,
yeah.
You pull this thing out, you actually tap it with your iPhone or an Android phone, doesn't matter, and tells you how to disable the unknown AirTag.
Okay.
So I think for anti-stalking technology, I think that's great. It should be in all of them.
Right. Okay, well, ASIO will be right into that sort of gear.
They would be too, but they drop tiles in the... We actually used, very quick story, I actually used a tile tracker a couple of years ago to keep track of a mate who sometimes got out of control and got lost in a toilet one time. He couldn't get out of the toilet. So, yes.
Righto then.
Let's
move to Apple's AirDrop.
Apple's AirDrop. If you use AirDrop, it's a very convenient way to share files between separate iPhones, so you can transfer via Bluetooth photos, videos on there as well. The problem is if you use AirDrop in a public place and suddenly you get a thing on your phone says this photo wants to come through to you, you have no idea sometimes what that photo is or who's sending it to you. So if you've got kids with iPhones out there, you might want to just tell them to make sure it's always turned receiving off so they don't get a nasty surprise sometimes, because that does occur. And also there's a bit of a security issue with it at the moment that Apple will fix, that if anybody has the wherewithal and are quite close to you at the time, they'll be able to get your phone number and your email just by if you've got AirDrop turned on. So make sure you've got it turned off and only use it when you need to.
All right. Now, TikTok. So it goes without saying that, you know, parents need to be vigilant with watching what their kids are doing on TikTok. But tell us about TikTok challenges.
This is the real thing that really disturbs me about TikTok. There are certain challenges on there that people have died over. So there's things like the Skull Breaker Challenge on there as well, where you film somebody after you've tripped them up, try and take their feet out from under them. The Benadryl Challenge, which sounds exactly what it is, drink a whole lot of Benadryl. And there's also the Blackout Challenge as well, which is all about choking. These sort of things are dreadful and are on TikTok. Parents should be very, very aware of this. Yep, TikTok comes out of China, and I think it escapes a lot of scrutiny in the media at the moment, which really disturbs me. If your kids are on any kind of social media platform, you've got to tell them about the ins and outs of digital safety. Don't try and confiscate it about it, but make sure you talk to them. Now, these sort of challenges can upset... Well, I find them upsetting. And one of the things you might want to teach your kids is that if they get in a situation where this sort of thing is occurring, they might want to send you a predetermined code message, a text message. And, you know, a lot of social media people are saying, just send an X through or a word that you agree on, and then you call them back when you get that and say, something's come up at home, you need to come home right away, you'll explain when they get there. So it gets them out of that situation. But make sure that you tell your kids to report anything on social media they find disturbing or unsafe, but also give them that solution to get out of it as well. Because social media is not going away. It's about educating in the correct way.
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, it's not just a problem confined to, you know, sort of 14 to 17-year-olds, sort of, you know, older teenagers. But, you know, kids 11 and 12 are on it and doing that. So,
well, I had somebody younger even yesterday. 8 years old on TikTok.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Yep.
All right, so handy advice there. For that and all of the information and heaps of other great info on tech stuff, go to Richard's excellent website, which is talktech.com.au. We'll talk next Wednesday after the Lions have beaten Port Adelaide.
when the Port Adelaide have beaten the Lions. Thanks, Darren.
See you,
talk to you next week. Bye.